Here's a thought I'll title, The Aspect Ratio for Publication. The three most common aspect ratios in photography are, of course, the portrait orientation, which is a vertical composition, usually made with today's cameras by rotating the camera 90 degrees. Then there's the horizontal aspect ratio. Using the camera in its normal orientation makes an image that's horizontal in nature and gives us a little more breathing room to the left and the right, and of course then there's the square. This is one of the first lessons I think we all learn when we buy a camera and start making our prints. But there's one issue in this discussion of aspect ratios that needs to be addressed that has nothing to do with making pictures, and particularly nothing to do with the images that you mat and frame and hang on the wall, and that's when you put together a publication. The earliest issues of my personal PDF Kokoro were produced in portrait orientation. They were tall and skinny. And my thinking was that the portrait orientation format would fit better when the PDF was viewed on a phone or a tablet. The first 11 issues of Kokoro were produced in that aspect ratio. And they look great on a tablet. They look small, but proportionally they fit a phone. So I was pretty happy with them and produced, like I say, the first 11 issues that way. I discovered, however, fairly early on in the process, and chose to ignore it for a while, I discovered that a portrait orientation did not fit well on a computer monitor or a laptop. Matter of fact, they didn't look very good at all because there was huge amounts of space to the left and the right that were blank. And depending on the software that you were using to read a PDF, the empty left and right panels might be black, they might be white. It was not a good decision to produce Kokoro in a portrait orientation format. So I switched, because I knew that by changing to a landscape orientation would ever so slightly complicate people viewing on their phone or their tablets. But then again, phones and tablets can be easily rotated to a landscape orientation, whereas a computer monitor and a laptop cannot. So I concluded that a horizontal orientation would be best for computers, for laptops, for rotated tablets and rotated phones. And although the rotation business is a little bit cumbersome, it was the best compromise of all the alternatives. So ever since then, I've produced my PDFs as a landscape orientation publication. All well and good. But what about printing books? That gets way more complicated, because portrait orientation images on a page in a landscape orientation book feels just odd. And partly that's because most books, just think about going to Barnes & Noble and looking at all the books in the bookstore, most of them are going to be portrait orientation, which fits portrait orientation images beautifully, as well as readable text, children's books, poems, etc. Almost everything is going to be a portrait orientation. The compromise to that is to do a slightly portrait orientation book, which is what we've done with lens work. And I see so many photography books. You want to do a portrait orientation book so that portrait orientation images look great and landscape images look pretty good. And square images look great. A square book is kind of weird. A landscape orientation book is definitely weird, except for some photography books. And portrait orientation is just a little clumsy to handhold. And so portrait orientation books, or ones that aren't quite normal photographic proportions for portrait orientation, seem to rule the roost in book publishing. And to wrap up this short little discussion, the question becomes then, should we allow any of this to influence how we produce our work? My answer is no. That if a picture looks best as a square, then it needs to be a square. If it looks best as a landscape orientation, then that's what you use. Same with portrait orientation, or as far as that goes, round, oval, whatever you produce. You produce it based on what's right for the image. and then try to find the publishing compromise that fits most of the images most successfully. There are no perfect answers, but I'm not convinced there needs to be a perfect answer. We're reasonably adaptable beings, and when we see an image that's not the same orientation of the book, it's not going to make or break our appreciation of the artwork. But nonetheless, we don't want to make it any more cumbersome and awkward than it needs to be.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.